Give ear to our words and the meditations of our hearts. Amen. So, you all know that people in the parish have been asked to share why Epiphany matters to them these past weeks. And the reason people have been asked to share their why Epiphany is because it is easy to forget about or to not pay close attention to the why of community, the importance of community in our lives. And sometimes we forget to notice the impact we have upon one another and the difference we make to each other. So, the stories we have been gifted with is one way to honor all of the many ways in which we show our love and gratitude to God for all of our blessings, including being blessings to each other and others. We become blessings to one another every time we gather together, be it Sunday worship or potlucks or rummage sale or Bible studies. We do this through all of the service ministry work we do together. And it's easy to forget how much good we do in the community and for one another. And it is important that we not forget and to always quest for what it is God invites us towards. Hi, Margaret. There's a reason why I'm telling her hi. It's a little like cute, like, oh, but it's a good one. Margaret is our parishioner here and also the director of Meals on Wheels in Rochester. And she and Holly, that's a co-worker of Margaret's, shared at a recent WOE dinner how our parishioners' contributions have a huge and immediate impact in helping homebound residents in Monroe County, that our contributions help to make possible the 220,000 meals that get served annually. And two of our parishioners, Pat and Diane, for years have delivered meals every week, quietly helping others have healthy, nutritious meals. And I'm going to just add, I'm going to ad lib, I'm going off sermon script. And Margaret shared something that is so important, and it's easy to forget as well. It's not just the meals that matter. For these people, when, say, Pat or Diane knocks on the door and introduces and says hello, possibly gives them a hug, Diane apparently has had the same route for I don't know how many years, and won't change it because she's built relationships with those people and they look forward to seeing one another. We impact each other all the time in little ways that here's a meal. Love you, see you tomorrow. Love you, see you Wednesday. That's what that meal and that hello is. And we regularly collect items for Hope Hall, food pantries, Cameron Ministries, backpacks for foster children, Open Door Mission Coldwater House, CAP, Aurora House, to name a few. Why? We don't have to, but we do all the time. We seek ways to give back to our community, to care for our community. Why? Because I believe our faith opens our hearts to loving our neighbors, loving one another, and loving God. James, in his letter to his community, to us, reminds us of the importance of sustaining our hearts for the adventurous journey of living in community. And James offers a lot of wisdom about prayer. And he reminds the community to always pray, because it is through prayer that we stay in relationship with God, and we stay connected to God, and we stay connected to the mission God invites us into as a parish. We stay connected to each other. Prayer sinks our minds and our hearts, our ideas and our lives, so that we are what we say we are, so that the prayers that pass through our lips change our lives, so that God's presence becomes tangible to us. Prayer grounds us in Christ, helps us to see Christ in ourselves and in others. Prayer gives us the grace to heal and to forgive. Prayer creates within us a graciousness and generosity. What we pray for shapes us. It shapes our thoughts and our hearts. James also reminds us that we can't only pray by ourselves. We also have to pray together. And when we pray together for the sick and the sins of the world and our own sins, we break the barriers of silence and isolation that illness and sin often impose upon us. By praying together, we can offer each other forgiveness. We can aid and support one another in healing. We can find courage and our voice to speak up and out on behalf of others. Our very lives, if we allow ourselves to believe it, are living prayers. If we are to be the salt of the earth, to be at peace with one another, to not cause others to stumble, then we must pray. If we do not want to become millstones, we must pray to God for help to be our best selves. And we are a community that is willing to explore our whys and how comes. We are a community that is willing to reflect upon our purpose and our truths. And we have the courage to share our stories and our truths with one another and others about how our faith makes our lives better. How being part of a community enhances all of our lives. And I'm going to share, Mike Grasso is our pledge clerk, and he shared his story of why Epiphany at the 8. And he was an usher at Bill Jones' funeral yesterday. And Bill Jones was a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter in Spencerport for 46 years. And most people didn't know he served humbly and quietly and with a lot of grace and a lot of love. So Mike was saying he was reflecting on that service, that memorial service, and why Epiphany for him. And he said as a 20-something, he came to church because his wife's family came to church. They got married at church. He was expected to go to church. And that's why he came. And 30-some years of being at church, it changed him. Said it made him a better man for being able to connect with other fellows and with other people and made him better. Community, if we let it, makes us better. Serving others makes us better. Allowing people to offer us comfort when we need it makes us better. That is my why. Community enhances all of our lives, provides us with a sense of identity or belonging, provides us with support, provides us with joy, gives us a sense of purpose, and shapes us as people. Amen.